where I come from. I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang with the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Staring up at heaven, where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The swing state sweep is complete for President-elect Trump. ABC News projects him as the winner of Arizona. He has taken all seven battleground states. But in Arizona's Senate race, Democrat Ruben Gallego is leading the Republican Carrie Lake. That means a big split. Data analyst Gerard Archer from affiliate KNXV in Phoenix explains.
Donald Trump is leading Kamala Harris by 6 points. That's 185,000 votes. Now, with Ruben Gallego winning, leading Carrie Lake by 45,000, that basically means 220,000 Arizonans decided to vote for Donald Trump, the Republican, and Ruben Gallego, the Democrat.
President-elect Trump will visit the White House Wednesday and meet with President Biden. There's an air quality alert for New York City because of northeastern wildfires, but there is progress on the fires that have been burning in Southern California. This is ABC News.
A win for the Badger women. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team with an upset win over number 3-ranked Penn State, sweeping them 3-0. Wisconsin improving to a record of 18 wins and 5 losses. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo misquoted Friday night. The Bucks had lost to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden when Giannis was talking about his team's struggles and suddenly said, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. That story went viral. It turns out Giannis was speaking to a New York reporter in the group who yawned and seemed bored.
Your willing and your intent is to get in the paint. You got to be in the right position. You got to move. You got to create space for guys to get in the paint. I feel like sometimes we hold the ball. Whenever the ball swung, they were driving and kicking. They got so many wide open threes. They were got in the paint. Hey, man, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. I'm being honest with you.
Again, that's Giannis speaking to a reporter, not calling for one of his teammates to leave. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, a west wind developing. Overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
I don't think there's a living orchestral musician who hasn't had some contact with the legacy of Toscanini.
Inside the world of one of classical music's greatest maestros. Then,
I cover horrific things, and it's really bad if I cry because I can't see, and the teardrops, once if a drop lands on my pastels, it's ruined.
The challenging career of a courtroom artist. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
We all want more. More experiences. Space for the things that matter the most. Skip the ordinary and take a detour to the extraordinary. There's so much more to discover. Start your next adventure in America's all-time best-selling SUV. The new, well, you know what it is. It's all in the name. The new 2025 Ford Explorer SUV. Built Ford proud.
Based on S&P Global Mobility 1946 to current U.S. total new cumulative registrations for all vehicles identified as SUVs.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Arturo Toscanini was one of the most celebrated and influential conductors of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Born in Italy in 1867, he first gained fame as a cellist before rising to prominence as a conductor. His career spanned more than six decades, during which he led renowned orchestras like La Scala, the New York Philharmonic, and most notably, the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Toscanini's influence continues to resonate in concert halls around the world, but what was it about him that created such a lasting legacy? Derrid Atkins is a concert cellist and professor at the Juilliard School and Oberlin Conservatory of Music. He says Toscanini was known primarily for one unique quality.
He conducted, I believe, mostly or famously anyways, from memory, which means he didn't have the score on the stand in front of him while he conducted. And apparently Toscanini had an ability to bring the score into his mind, into his imagination, into his body, without needing it in front of him, and that he was quite famous for that.
Toscanini had what's called an eidetic memory, which gave him the ability to recall a composition after seeing it only once. Adding to this commitment to accuracy, Toscanini insisted on interpreting compositions exactly as the composer intended. Unlike many of his contemporaries who infused their own style into performances, Toscanini remained faithful to the original score. Yet Toscanini didn't just seek technical perfection. He pushed his orchestra to play with emotion to bring the music to life while staying true to the composer's vision.
He was particularly noted for that work ethic and for his intense devotion to interpreting the composer's works. What was their intention? How loud is fortissimo? How soft is pianissimo? Which is an interpretation for sure. But he wanted to use the composer's markings as the guide. And he encouraged the musicians, whoever he worked with, even though they had their music in front of them, and he would say, look to the score if you don't know, but play with your hearts.
That's Lucy Antek Johnson, author of This Was Toscanini, The Maestro, My Father, and Me. She co-wrote the book with her late father, Samuel Antek, who was first violinist with the NBC Symphony Orchestra under Toscanini. His daughter says that while Toscanini was known for his long, demanding rehearsals and occasional explosive temper, that doesn't fully capture who he was.
He was blessed with a particular energy, no doubt, and health. But I think my interpretation, rereading the material and hearing all the stories throughout the years, was also his absolute devotion to music. And in rehearsal or in a recording session, he could be a very tough taskmaster. But off the stage, in more personal moments. He was actually a very easy to talk to, social person who loved to talk about music. Music was truly his life, not just his profession. And it was a calling. And those who worked with him felt the same way about their own work when they worked with him.
And while Toscanini could be very controlling, he made sure to encourage collaboration in the orchestras. Adkins notes that Toscanini encouraged his musicians to listen closely to one another and develop the ability to play without him being there.
The idea of being so interested in orchestral position, in ensemble, in specific balancing between instruments, the idea that the sound of the orchestra depended on each member of the orchestra hearing their rightful place in the volume and color of every note they played with other musicians. Toscanini apparently was a pioneer, or perhaps the pinnacle, of helping the orchestra to listen to each other in that way, to listen, to play chamber music together. It's interesting because it might be a little bit ironic that, or paradoxical perhaps, that somebody who was known for being incredibly controlling in front of the orchestra would have created the atmosphere and the environment for the orchestra players to listen to each other and be able to play without him.
Toscanini was also one of the first conductors to embrace emerging technology like radio and recordings. And at age 70, he became the first musical director of the NBC Symphony Orchestra. In this role, Toscanini and his musicians performed weekly radio broadcast concerts, bringing classical music into the homes of millions and making it more accessible to the general public.
He was a true rock star. He would travel around the world giving concerts. The lineup for tickets, it would be like going to a rock concert today. That's how dynamic he was. That's how popular he was. That's how much people loved his music.
Clearly, Toscanini was a one-of-a-kind talent, but what was it really like inside his orchestra pit? Johnson's father wrote about his experience playing for Toscanini in his memoirs. Here is Johnson reading as her father.
He looked at us piercingly for the briefest moment, then raised his arms, and one smashing stroke, the baton came down. A vibrant sound suddenly gushed forth from the tense players. With each heart-pounding timpani stroke in the opening bars of Brahms' First Symphony, his baton beat became more powerful, more insistent, his shoulders strained and hunched as though buffeting a giant wind. As we in the violin section tore with our bows against our strings, I felt I was being sucked into a roaring maelstrom of sound. Cantare, sostenere, I was to hear those words often in the years to come. Sing, sustained, Toscanini's battle cry. This was the first time they were flung at us, and for 17 years, we lived by them.
Though he died in 1957, Adkins says Toscanini's legacy can still be felt in the classical world today.
I don't think there's a living orchestral musician who hasn't had some contact with the legacy of Toscanini. Of course, as history moves inexorably forward, we do lose immediate contact. I never met him. I was born after he died. But many of my older colleagues met him, or certainly played with musicians that he conducted, played with musicians that he mentored, played with musicians that were deeply and forever inspired by the kind of work that he did.
While conductors and musicians like Adkins work to keep classical traditions alive, the genre isn't nearly as popular as it was during Toscanini's time. Concert halls and symphony orchestras have faced declining ticket sales, aging audiences, and reduced funding. Though some have taken a page out of Toscanini's book and turned to technology like streaming services, it still isn't what it used to be. Adkins says the classical music community is focusing on education as well as diversity and inclusion. With increased funding, visibility, and outreach, he says we might just discover the next Toscanini.
Passionate people are the best advocates for any art form. The more of them that are out there, the more the art form survives. And as far as I know, very little damage has ever come from somebody studying and being involved in music. And that's an important thing. It's only given joy and given solace and given inspiration and challenged people's minds. And it is the universality of it that really is true. Not everybody hears every piece the same way, but everybody who can hear music and get something from it. And that brings us together. And that's very, very powerful.
To find out more about Derek Atkins, Lucy Ann Tech Johnson, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, when cameras are forbidden in the courtroom, it's up to sketch artists to bring the drama to life when Viewpoints returns.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A new era of chicken is here to stay, and it's not your parents' poultry. The Cantina Chicken menu from Taco Bell is slow-roasted and perfectly seasoned. Take it tacoed up in a crispy white corn tortilla with cheese inside and out, or wrapped in a burrito with fresh purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. However you like it, you'll never chicken the same way again. Get yours today at your nearest Taco Bell and join rewards to earn free food. Available at participating stores, rewards points are earned on qualifying purchases. All items while supplies last, subject to terms.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
For more than four decades, Jane Rosenberg has found herself across the room from public figures like Mia Farrow, Mick Jagger, Martha Stewart, Donald Trump, and many others. But she's not an actor, a celebrity, or a member of the paparazzi. She is a courtroom sketch artist.
Courtroom artists are hired when they cannot get a camera inside of a courtroom so we can illustrate what's going on for the public to go along with either a written story or a reporter's audio story or television story. It's to aid with the reporting.
Since 1980, Rosenberg has been bringing courtroom drama to life when no cameras are allowed. She writes about her career in her memoir, Drawn Testimony, My Four Decades as a Courtroom Sketch Artist. Rosenberg got her start in New York after studying art in college and painting portraits of people on the street. One day, she stumbled into a lecture given by a courtroom artist named Marilyn Church.
And I saw what she was doing. I thought, I would just love to do that. That looks so interesting, but I just don't know if I'm good enough. And I just took a look in the mirror and I said, I'm going to go after this. I'm going to try. And I went to court with lawyer friends of mine. They took me to night court at 100 Center Street. And I asked the court officers all kinds of questions. Where do the artists sit when they come? What do they bring? And they finally, after probably annoying them so long, they said, come next week, we'll let you sit with the media in the jury box.
That first case was enough to get her foot in the door. And since then, she's sketched some of the most memorable trials in recent memory. Rosenberg says when she started, there could be more than a dozen artists in the courtroom, working for different media outlets. Today, only a few artists are allowed in at a time. She says the pressure and stress can be tremendous, especially with a 24/7 news cycle.
I have to hand in sketches all day long, go out and shoot and send them all throughout the day. I cannot ever take anything home and fix it up. It's out there. And I'm horrified sometimes because I'm working very fast. And sometimes I just want to cringe when I see what I've handed in. And I can't wait for the next assignment because maybe I'll be lucky and do a better job and feel better about it. Doesn't always work out.
Like the time she submitted a sketch of quarterback Tom Brady during the so-called Deflategate controversy. Unlike characters such as Woody Allen, who Rosenberg says have distinctive facial features, she says Brady's features were harder to capture. After she submitted her sketch of him, all hell broke loose. She started getting calls from news outlets, so she asked a local reporter what was going on.
Then he opens his laptop and he goes, "Oh, this went viral." And then he shows me memes, and I had no idea what a meme was. I never had seen one. I didn't know what it is. And that's how it all started. When I got home, I had 700 emails on my private computer, and I was devastated. I did not want to be the center of attention. People were asked, you know, his fans were like, "I hate that sketch. You weren't nice to him. He has a beautiful wife and children, and how could you make him look that way?" And then the other side, "Oh, we love your sketch." You know, I didn't know what was going on. I just wanted to crawl into a hole and hide. It was pretty terrifying.
Rosenberg says she spent weeks studying photos of Brady, so the next time she sketched him in court, she'd be ready. So why not just allow cameras into the courtroom instead of relying on artist renditions? Rosenberg says she thinks people act differently when they're being photographed or filmed.
I know I do. I personally feel uncomfortable with the camera in my face. I'm going to feel a little uncomfortable. And I think that could happen with witnesses, and lawyers could act differently towards, you know, like they're acting, judges' decision. People could act different. And there's a lot of power that goes into an editing room when they have video or a photo. People tend to believe this is the truth. I saw, and the TV people can clip out just a segment of what they want to show. And it's not always the whole truth. So I think they don't tend to have that kind of same belief when it's a sketch.
Rosenberg says she would not trade her job for any in the world. But she admits that hearing about certain crimes and seeing evidence can be difficult. She says one of the hardest days in court was when she was forced to watch videos of George Floyd's murder from multiple different angles. Rosenberg has also sketched difficult subjects, like parents who have lost children, or murderers who sit stony-faced during testimony. But she says she has to keep her composure.
My job is to capture what's going on inside the courtroom. My job is not to express my own opinion, as any journalist would have the same job. I'm actually drawing what I'm seeing. It could be all kinds of ranges of emotion that I see. Somebody could be crying, they could be laughing, they could be angry. I'll have to draw whatever is going on at that time in a courtroom. It's not what I feel. And what's bad is I actually can get emotional. Sometimes testimony is horrible. I cover horrific things. And it's really bad if I cry because I can't see, and the teardrops, once if a drop lands on my pastels, it's ruined. That's it.
Rosenberg can spend a lot of time on one sketch, but then she'll see a passing moment full of emotion. That's when she has to stop what she's doing, pull out a fresh page, and try to capture a specific gesture or expression. She remembers a moment like that while she was in the courtroom during the Boston Marathon bombing trial.
That was a witness who, she was a dancer and she lost her legs. And she was sitting close to Sarnaev, who's the bomber, and he never would look at anybody. He just always looked down or straight ahead. And she was glaring at him. She could never make eye contact. And as she got off the bench, she just turned back and just glared at him. Like, she just really wished he would look at her. He didn't. But I knew, now I have to do that. That's the picture.
Despite the challenges that come with her job, Rosenberg says she has no regrets about her career choice. Although she is past retirement age, she has no plans to step away from her work. Instead, she remains passionate about her craft and eager to share her insights. So, what advice does she have for aspiring courtroom artists?
There is no set way that people can get into the field. I can only advise people to do what I did. Courtrooms are open to the public. You can just go and try it out. Sit in the back of the room, sit in the front. Sometimes they'll let you I sat in the front. I would go non-publicity trials, not such a big deal. they would let me practice my sketching there. And that's what I did to see if I liked it. And I did. And I kept going and going until I did it.
Jane Rosenberg's book, Drawn Testimony, My 4 Decades as a Courtroom Sketch Artist, includes many of her sketches and numerous courtroom stories. It's available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
So the thing no one tells you about periods is that your flow changes every day, and so should your tampon size. Tampax has 5 absorbencies to match your changing flow. If it's uncomfortable to remove, go down a size. If it leaks, go up a size. And only Tampax has a leak guard braid to help give you up to 100% leak and odor-free protection, all-day comfort and protection for up to 8 hours for under $5 a month, based on average U.S. consumer usage at manufacturer's suggested price. However, pricing is at the sole discretion of the retailer. Excludes account pack.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Can urban planners control the weather? While climate change isn't creating more storms, the ones we do have are becoming more intense. The recent hurricanes and floods are further proof of this extreme weather. However, new research shows that the layout of cities may have an effect on incoming storms. 2 papers published in the Journals of Scientific Reports and Geophysical Research Letters track storm patterns over Mumbai and in India, in Argentina. They studied how landscapes influence the weather and discovered some interesting effects. The buildings and structures in Mumbai seem to interrupt rainfall patterns. The city's landscape creates a ribbon effect in the storm, which intensifies the rainfall in some parts of the area. Mumbai floods quite often, especially during monsoon season. In fact, earlier this year, parts of the city received the equivalent of 11 days of heavy rainfall in just 12 hours. Understanding how the landscape influences weather can ensure that storm drains are placed in the most effective areas. In Argentina, urban development caused 30% less precipitation downwind of the city. Since the water is already hard to come by in this mountainous area, the researchers think these unintended consequences need to be taken into account as more developments are planned. This research also discovered that storms tend to cluster over cities. This means that meteorologists may be more accurate if they focus on smaller areas. These findings could help shape the future infrastructure designs and greatly improve severe weather monitoring. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. We're into November now, which means Oscar season is officially underway in the movie world. And this year marks a special kind of Oscar season because there really is no obvious frontrunner. By this time last year, both Oppenheimer and Barbie had long been in audiences' minds. This year, Dune Part 2 is likely to get a nomination and could even make a push for the win, but otherwise, the Academy Awards Best Picture race is more open than it's been in years. One movie that promises to contend for the big award is Anora, Sean Baker's movie about a sex worker who marries the son of a Russian oligarch. The film won the Cannes Film Festival's top prize, the Palme d'Or, and it has been met by absolute raves from critics. Another likely Best Picture nominee is Brady Corbett's film The Brutalist, a small-budget movie starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce about a European architect who relocates to Pennsylvania after World War II. With a 3.5-hour runtime and a 15-minute intermission, The Brutalist is a big, bold movie in the most classical sense. And in December, audiences will get their eyes on Nickel Boys, Ramel Ross's interpretation of the novel by Colson Whitehead, which tells the story of two boys who become close friends at a ruthless reformatory school during the Jim Crow era. Nickel Boys is likely to be a polarizing film as the entire thing is shot in the first person. That first-person perspective may make certain plot details more difficult to follow, but it succeeds at making Nickel Boys a movie experience unlike any other, one that grows larger in my estimation the more I let it linger in my mind. Anora, The Brutalist, and Nickel Boys all promise to be Oscar contenders, but it's very possible they don't all secure nominations, because unlike years past, this year's Best Picture race is anything but a sure bet, which makes it all the more exciting. I'm Evan Rook.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Hi, this is Jody with the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Mild to warm weather, almost 80 degrees on 10/21. Not common for this time in October. Water surface temps averaging 52 to 55 degrees, low of 48 degrees and high of 57 degrees. Nice weather to be out and about. Muskie are good to very good. Maybe not surprising, but a larger percentage of muskie than usual being caught on artificials this past week. Fish from shallow weeds to out over 20 plus feet. Jerkbaits, divers, gliders, twitch baits, and even word of a topwater catch. Suckers working also, but not at the ratio expected. Kudos to guide Jake Smith leading his client to a 49.5-inch fish a week after boating a 48.5-incher. Northern pike are good. Not many people targeting, but good action on black chubs fished on weedless jigs. Eaters in the 22 to 27-inch range with a few low 30-inch fish for fun. Also being caught incidentally by muskie anglers on twitch and glide baits. Smallmouth bass are good. Good smallies on drop shot rigs over gravel rock humps of 16 to 26 feet. Ned rigging also scoring. Walleye are fair to good. Best along transition areas of gravel to mud on large fatheads and smaller redtails on 3/8 to 1/2 ounce jigs in 22 to 34 feet. Jigging shiver minnows and jigging wraps picking up some aggressive strikes. On lakes without the deep water, 25 feet plus, look for remaining green cabbage to drag chubs on lighter jigs. That's all the reports I gathered as fishing pressure for other fish has dropped. With one more nice day as of this report on 10/22, a week plus of low 30 to highs of mid 50s will put surface temps into upper 40s to low 50s. Should improve sucker bite while slow artificial action. Moving away from full moon period should help action. Still plenty of time left. This has been Jody with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Let's go fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PREP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PREP to 321-321. That's PREP to 321-321.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, a west wind developing. Overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions, get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct, I only wanna have a good time. Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best thing. Like a woman. Oh yeah, the best thing about being a woman. like a woman.
You wrote down every word. Goodbyes spilled out like it had been rehearsed. There ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Don't tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song. I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe that's the truth, you never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. And if you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you. Who do you think you are? Somebody new, you hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song. I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe that's the truth, you never love me like I love. You always told me you never leave me. You said I was your one and only.
So what makes you think I wanna hear you say
we could still be friends? No, I don't wanna be friends. Stop telling me, stop telling me. Oh, oh, oh. We could still be friends. Hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song. Can't keep from singing, I gotta be honest. You really believe that's the truth? You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you. You never loved me like I loved you.
It's the weekend, baby.
Now is the time.
98 Q Country.
Worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg towards a dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. And baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires. Musket down and wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting there watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I
you just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I'll get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Chillin' to some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Y'all ready for this?
I think at the time I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like. See a man in a cowboy hat, And you think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken. I don't mind if you sit here. I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday nights. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie? Well, thank you. Could I drink you a bite? Oh, listen to me. What I mean is, can I buy you a drink? Anything you please. Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us. Glad you came. No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good, aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like the song too. It reminds me of you. There's a chance that later on I could drive you home. No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like you too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too. Tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all.
After party, let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing, our own way, at my place, my way.
Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. From me. Maybe you should stop right now, right here, right where we wanna be. I'll spin you around and let's just see where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours, all night. I've got nothing but time, so take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to sleep in,
It's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down a hall and smiling at me, running your finger down a wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it for me. Take it from me. Take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down a hall and smiling at me, running your finger down a wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it from me. Take my word, take my heart, take my kiss, and maybe take it too far. But baby, take it from me. Oh, just take it from me. Tell the kids who will call your name.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Well, I love her, but I love the fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. All right. If I hurry, I could beg her to stay. That water's right and the weather's perfect. No telling what.